Yeah. Hello, welcome. First about me, I'm Uwe Kleinekönig. I'm working for Baylibre as a software developer. I'm also in the PWM subsystem maintainer. If you want to reach me, you find my email address in the kernel, and I'm also available on IRC. Baylibre is a software consultancy headquartered in the south of France. We're approximately 60 engineers there and work in various open source and also closed source projects depending on the customer's needs. The motivation for this talk is that review of new PWM drivers takes quite a long time. This is partly my fault because I take much time to look into these and look they are correct. But also it's always the same things that I explain that a driver should do. And I hope to give some insights what I expect to just reduce the number of iterations that are needed to get a patch in, which helps both the submitter and me as a reviewer. And also this giving a talk here is a good way to get in to find something to talk about. So if you have ideas that you want from the PWM subsystem, I'm interesting, I'm open to hear what you want. Let's talk after the talk. I will be available for that. So quickly, what is a PWM? It's a piece of hardware that emits a periodic square wave signal. The typical use case is to blink or dim LEDs, and the more difficult cases are trigger ADC readout. This is something that colleagues of mine have done to do high-speed readout of data, and also remote controls have a higher level of needs for the timing of the waveform. So, in fact, we have a signal that goes up and down periodically. And it's defined by the period that defines the piece of the waveform that is repeated each time, and we have the time that is called duty cycle, where the signal is up, and we have an offset from an arbitrarily chosen start of the period, and it repeats just like that. The callbacks you have to implement changed since version 6.13. The old way still works, but the abstraction changed a bit. And there are essentially four callbacks that you need to implement. The first is to use the abstract definition of a waveform with these three parameters that I just showed and convert it into a hardware representation that is this void pointer. This is just a chunk of memory provided by the core, but it doesn't do hardware access yet. And then there's the reverse function that uses this hardware representation and calculates it back into the generic form with nanosecond resolution. And we have two functions to write and read this representation into the hardware. This intermediate step of first calculating and then writing into hardware is needed to give a consumer, so a backlight driver or the infrared driver, the opportunity to know beforehand what happens. So with the old API, it wasn't possible to say, if I request a period of, say, 2 milliseconds, do I get 1.8 or 1.7? And for if you want to control a motor that drives a robot, you want to know more exactly what's the outcome of your request. And so you can first iterate via the first two functions and know what's the outcome.